unlocked the door, bitch, and I'm on my way. And I got kicked in the grass.
I don't know why they call them chasers. It's not like Cubs can run real fast.
Double vodka with hot brownie chasers.
He just wanted to watch me eat it. Naked.
I can't say that. That's dirty.
Chasers will do anything to get into your pants. I love them.
Stop.
Chubbs Gone Wild. Well, hello. I didn't see you there. Welcome to Chubbs Gone Wild, episode 538, recorded on April 15th, 2024. Tom, have you filed your taxes yet?
In February.
Me too. Oh, we're like taxi twins.
What'd you get back?
Well, nothing really. Although, my state taxes, I actually did get a little something back, which offset the, gigantic cost of my federal taxes because I am self-employed and we do not, California is the only thing that gives us a good tax break. Oh, he's nodding. Photos for the blind. Tom is nodding. Okay, so today is 69 and partly cloudy, which is really nice. But man, it went from like almost 80 to really chilly.
It was 84, and then on Thursday, mm-hmm. and then Friday it was in the high 60s, like 68, something like that. Yeah. And then Saturday was 49 degrees.
Right, that was crazy, and it rained all day.
And yesterday was cloudy and cold, so. Yeah. The rest of the week is supposed to be in the 70s, and we're going to finally start getting back to some warm weather.
You know, I am not a super warm weather happy person. I've always been very winterish, but let's just say after this winter and my knee pain and my, getting older makes you think, you know what? High 70s aren't so bad. Okay. All right. It is 42 days until Memorial Day.
Wait, do we have any plans yet?
Not yet.
I'll offer if Sean's off.
Oh.
But he usually works on Memorial Day.
Okay.
And we like him working that day because he makes three times the amount of money he normally makes on a work day.
That's wonderful. You can afford like three new hot tub covers. Yeah.
Oh, no, more than that.
Oh, okay. You can afford to buy all your friends' hot tubs.
That's probably a little extreme because Brian already has one.
Okay. Really, Brian, friend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know you are one of the few that friend the friendless. Yeah. So okay. No plans yet, but I imagine that they will come through. Of course, you know that one, it'll probably come through the day before.
Yeah. I have to shop at Costco beforehand.
Yeah. I'll remind me if I unless I we'll figure that out this week. Actually, I'll hit that up. All right, 199 days till Halloween and 254 days until Christmas. Woohoo! Let's talk for a moment about this thing called Patreon, which I'm sure you haven't really heard of, but it is new. It offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like my Life in Fragments podcast, books, videos, and more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Zosage from the Univaz. We have Eric, Sean, Phoenix Dave, Brother Sinatus, Kingsley, and Moose Pete. Also, sorry, No, I'm going to say I'm not going to answer that call and hope that I don't regret it. All right, we're going to move on. Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, MSP. And welcome back, Charles. Welcome, Charles. We are happy to have you back among the fold. In our folds. Yes.
Ew.
Thank you for that reminder. Please visit patreon.com/MattBerlingGame to find out how you can find out how to be a member of the show and the projects that we work on and all the other stuff that we do for as little as $1 a month. All right. Today's affirmation. What is today's affirmation? That's Sunday. We already affirmed that one. Today's affirmation. I move from poverty thinking to prosperity thinking, and my finances reflect this change. Well, hopefully it'll reflect some dollars, not just some change, if you know what I mean. Okay. On this day in history, on
Oh,
what?
I forgot we were doing the show. Okay, let me go over there.
That's okay. That phone call, I got a phone call and there's several things going on, but I didn't recognize the number and I'm like, oh God, please just let it be spam. I don't want to deal with anything right now. We're recording. Anyway, history. Today on April 15th, 2013. Oh, this is a downer. Two bombs go off near the finish line of the Boston Marathon, killing three spectators and wounding more than 260 other people in attendance. 4 days later, after an intense manhunt that shut down the Boston area, police captured one of the bombing suspects, 19-year-old, not saying that name, his older brother and fellow suspect, 26-year-old, another name, died following a shootout with law enforcement earlier the same that same day. I remember actually hearing when they were chasing them like live on the news. So that was just fucked up crazy shit. All righty, what we got to? Okay, so let's jump into some holidays and see if there's anything that we actually did without even knowing it. We're celebrating a lot today, starting with Anime Day. Did you watch any anime today?
I have not.
Do you like anime?
I do not.
Yeah, it's not really my thing either. I mean, I appreciate the art form, but it's just not my thing. It's also ASL Day. Did you do anything for ASL Day? I learned a new ASL term. Oh yeah, that's great. Anyway, board. Board. So
Board.
yeah, that's the sign for board.
Oh, here, do it again. Let me how's your life?
Anyway, let's see, Boston Marathon Day. And
You know why it's Boston Marathon Day?
it's observed the third Monday in April.
Yeah, and this is they had a bombing back in 2013.
That's horrible. It's
It's
really
true, though. I
people
just
die.
read it.
Yeah, I know. Well, I read it. You listened.
No, I read it and while you were reading it.
Oh, okay, that's true. Okay.
Because you kept going by a name that I can't pronounce. And I'm like,
Yeah.
why are there so many consonants?
Yeah.
See,
So
this
I
is.
just, it's like, it's one of those things where I'm like, I am going to butcher that name. So I'm just not even going to say it.
No.
Anyway, income tax payday. Yeah, we talked about that. Jackie Robinson Day. McDonald's Day. Oh, McDonald's Day. I am so pissed off at the prices of things lately. I just, it's, ugh. Anyway, micro volunteering day. Micro volunteering day. I guess
Okay.
that's like putting in minimal effort.
Right.
Yeah, that's every day. Let's see. It's spiral glazed spiral ham day. Can't
Well, I
remember.
would like to celebrate that.
Yeah, actually, for Easter this year, I did buy a ham. I usually don't now because mom just doesn't really care for ham. But
That's because you forced her to eat only ham that one Christmas and it ruined it for her.
yeah, she's never really been a ham fan. But I was going. I ended up getting a non-spiral cut ham because it was cheap.
Cheaper.
Like the spiral hams are like $30 and the others are like 15. Well, let me tell you, I may have told you on another show, but this I have never seen a ham with a bigger bone and more fat, and it I swear it had maybe 2 pounds of meat on it, if that, for a 15-pound ham. It's just ridiculous. So oh, it's National Gripers Day. I guess
Yeah, you
I did
did.
that one. Yay. All right. We also have National Laundry Day. Yeah, I'll do that one in a bit. Rubber Eraser Day. Who uses those anymore? That sucks day. Oh, honey. Oh, that alone sucks. All right. It's also Patriots Day. Take a wild guess. Oh. There you go. Titanic Remembrance. I remember the Titanic. Or is it like you're remembering something that's really big, so it's a Titanic remembering of it? I don't know.
I think this
Also,
is down.
oh, okay. It's also World Art Day. Not doing that. Nope. All right. I actually got rid of all my paints. I end up having like all sorts of paints and canvases and projects and stuff like that. And finally, one day, I just not too long ago, I looked at it and said, you know what? I always think of myself as one day painting wonderful things, but it ain't happening. I am just not that person. I look like it looks like a kindergartner project. So I'm just like, forget it. I'm done. And I gave away all my paints. So, but I'll tell you one person that is an amazing artist and painter. And that is Drew. That is Drew, from the Vera Speaks podcast. Remember that one? Anyway, Drew, very sweet, and gave me a painting, and I love it. All right, moving on. It's time for birthdays. How many days until Tom's birthday? Well, let's begin counting. One, two, three. Okay. Today, happy birthday to Fred DVD and Shiking. I'm probably pronouncing that very wrong. I'm very sorry if you're listening. If you're not listening, anyway, also happy birthday to coming up to Mike, Tony, Scott, Jack, Michelle, Danny, Devin, Jake. Oh, Jake from the theater. Remember working with Jake? So
Yeah.
sweet. Yeah. Also, we have Jeff. Peter, that Peter G. Peter. We have Dennis, Oliver, Alan, Joey, Adam, Jack, BJ, that person. And then we have author Tommy Kelly and Joseph. So happy birthday, all of you people. We love you. Okay, moving on. You've gotten enough love from us. Move on. No. All right. Hey, we did get something in our feedback. Sean says selling everything and traveling full time has become rather trendy lately in recent years. Many YouTube channels devoted to it. That's very, very true. There's this is so one channel. That is by a twink. We'll call him a twink. He's a young, early 20s gay guy who travels around in a big motor home and with his dog and does all sorts of
Strangers.
you'd think, but I'll tell you, he is, I don't know, he's so negative and such a downer that I swear if anybody that is going to do him, they either need to be just as down as he is or run, just run. Because, it's one of those things where, I don't know. If you're going to do that lifestyle and have a YouTube channel, have a likable personality like we do. Well, I do. Well,
Okay. Yeah.
some of our listeners do. right. Moving into Chub Hugs, our friend Rich, we want to send Chub Hugs to our friend Rich, whose kitty Bailey passed away this last week. He was a very young kitty, and that's just really sad. So we're sending him lots of love, and I think that's mine. What did you have any others that you wanted to?
I was going to send Rich Chub hugs for Bailey's passing as well. So you
Yeah.
stole mine.
Well, I kind of figured that this was like both of ours because
Oh, then what are you,
he's a
what's
good
yours
friend
then?
to both of ours.
What's your other one?
My other one, anybody who needs a chub hug, dear.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, sorry. Sorry. I got a little nauseous there.
Yeah, well, lots of our listeners need chub hugs. I'll send an extra chub hug out to our listener, Christopher. Just because it's been nice to see his happy posts lately.
Well, I'm going to send a chub hug out to the insanity that's going on right now in the, I guess, Mediterranean area.
Yeah.
This is you, what are what's wrong with people? I mean, this is
Oh,
we're
yeah.
in the we're at the 2000s. You know, this is not. It's 2024. Why are we having all this war?
Oh,
What
I
is
know.
this? I just don't understand. I don't get it. I don't
And
get it.
if you it used to be about the oil, but if you boil it down with these folks, and I'm not saying that we're not right in there going, it's really religion.
Oh, it's always religion.
I
And,
mean,
well,
and
no,
the
that's
same
not
thing.
true. I mean, some of it, most of it's religion,
Oh,
and
sorry.
then you've got Russia, who's just assholes.
Oh yeah, they're just nuts. Well, and you know what? I don't think most of the people are nuts.
No,
I think
that's
the
yeah.
are nuts. What's the other thing I was gonna say about that? I don't know. It's leaving me. It's horrible on podcasting when you're trying to do something and record and something leaves.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's usually religion or oil, but with that one, it's just nuttiness. Some people are just agents of chaos, I believe. But we should be past all this bullshit at this point. All right. Let's get into celebrity deaths. Rico Wade, who co-wrote and produced TLC's 1995 smash Waterfalls as a member of Atlanta production team, Organized Noise, died at 52. Robert McNeil, the longtime PBS anchorman, died on April 12th at 93. McNeil worked for decades with Jim Lehrer and was the voice through which many Americans learned about some of the most important events in American history. Park Bo-Ram, the Korean pop singer behind hits like Beautiful and Like a Dream, died April 11th at age 30. Controversial football star and actor and former murderer suspect O.J. Simpson, who was acquitted in the high-profile 94-95 trial over the deaths of his wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman, died on April 10th at age 76. Mr. C, the New York radio personality and DJ who helped launch the careers of hip hop artists, including Jay-Z, Alicia Keys, and 50 Cent, was confirmed dead on April 10th at 57. Robert Cavalli, the legendary Italian designer, died on April 12th. A message on his Instagram account confirmed he was 83. And Vontae Davis, a former NFL quarterback who played for the Miami Dolphins, Indianapolis Colts, and the Buffalo Bills died on April 1st. He was 35. A lot of young'uns.
Yeah, that's a lot of young people.
Yeah. Let's see. Rust Armorer Hannah Gutierrez Reed has been sentenced after being found guilty of involuntary manslaughter on the on-set shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Gutierrez Reed, 26, was sentenced to 18 months in prison. She was responsible for the firearms on the New Mexico set of Rust. In October 2021, a gun held by Alec Baldwin was discharged during a rehearsal for the Western film. Although the weapon was not supposed to be loaded with live ammunition, a bullet was fired, killing 42-year-old Hutchins and injuring director Joel Souza. That whole thing just.
Well, and I still don't understand why Alec Baldwin is being charged again for this, because
Yeah.
you're handed a prop gun and the director of cinematography says you point it at me and fire the gun for the shot.
Right.
And he did it, and there was a bullet in there that he did not put in himself.
Right.
To me, it's just ridiculous that, I mean, somebody's out to get Alec Baldwin is what this is all about.
I honestly, I have absolutely no idea. I don't, the
You know
whole thing is just awful.
how movie sets work. Alec Baldwin doesn't, they hand him the gun. The director says, point it at the camera, fire it. And that's what he did. I just, it's, it, you know, he's a victim of just happening to be the guy who got handed the gun.
Anyway. All right. In better news, Heartstopper actor Bradley Riches announced his engagement to his boyfriend Scott Johnson in an Instagram post that included a photo of the two men surrounded by a heart made of rose petals. Riches, who portrays James McEwen on the show from Netflix, had an increased role in the last season. His character was interested in a romantic relationship with actor Toby Donovan's character Isaac, who is asexual. Interesting. And on that note, Tom wants to talk to you about.
You know, I saw one of the leads from Heartstoppers in New York in Sweeney Todd.
Oh, that was so cool.
Yeah, just thought I'd share that. Okay, let's see. This So You Think You Can Dance was on, like, for some reason, a 2 week hiatus, but it's back tonight. So, and it's with the top 10. Let's see. The Connors was back. Abbott Elementary was back. Nice to have, fresh programming. And RuPaul's Drag Race. We're in between. They picked the top three last week, and then this week coming up, we'll find out who wins. But the middle week, normally they do like a not. It's a clip show, which is always hilarious, because they get all the queens back and they're yelling at each other and stuff, so that's fun. But this time, instead of a clip show, they did a lip-syncing Lollapalooza.
Lollapalooza. Yeah.
Yes,
I
but
think I saw part of that.
you got to have Rue in there, by the way.
Yeah.
Lollapalooza.
Lollapalooza.
Ruluza, yeah. And so it was fun. And Morphine, who went out fifth place, she ended up winning it, so she got $50,000, which was a nice
Wow. Good for
little bank there.
her. Yeah.
And there was no pit stop this week because there was no new show. Let's see, American Idol. I didn't watch last night's show yet, but this week we've got the tw 24, and we're going to pick who's going to be the top 12, I guess, top 10. I know they drop a bunch of people this week, and then they keep dropping off like 4 a week until the show's over. It's much faster than it used to be. This was interesting. On Survivor, they had a double elimination, which was fun. And then on The Masked Singer, they had a double elimination. And then on Top Chef, they had a double elimination. This is like
Oh,
elimination week.
wow.
Isn't that odd, though? A little bit odd, kind of strange.
Yeah, it's like they're timing it. They're like, or everybody got shorted a week.
So,
Oh, by the
yeah.
way, The Conners is now on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just for anybody that
Well,
wants to
that's
go back
the
and
old
watch.
episodes, not the new ones.
Yeah, exactly.
And who doesn't have Hulu? Come on, Hulu's the best. I just spit on my screen. Okay. Let's see. Masked Singer this week, they got two. It was DeMarcus Ware, and I think he's some kind of sports person. And then Colton Underwood, who is
Oh,
the gay bachelor.
yes, queen.
So, and he was the lovebird.
Oh, he was on. Okay, sorry. Yeah, I forgot we were talking about that show.
Okay. Spring Baking, we'll talk about later. Top Chef, are you watching it live yet?
Top Chef, I've watched episode up to episode 3, and I'm hopefully getting the rest of them soon.
Okay, this is episode 4 that I'm talking about.
Okay, so I haven't seen 4.
Okay, so what was fun about this one was they were in teams of two, and so the two guys that were in the bottom last week, Manny and the French guy,
Yeah, I was worried.
yeah, they ended up teaming up this time, and they called themselves the Power Bottoms.
I saw something about that. Maybe it was
And
you that shared that. Yeah.
immediately the internet had a heart attack.
I bet they did.
But you know what's interesting is because I've been watching a lot of cooking shows as I normally do, and what I keep noticing is how many people from Top Chef, have been finally moving into the Food Network area. Because for a long time there was only a couple people that moved over. Richard Blaze and Antonia from Los Angeles. There were a few, and then like in the last 3 years, then a lot more have been moving over and being more celebrity chefs than just Top Chef. And so we're watching it, and we're like going, "Ooh, who's going to be? Who are going to be the stars from this season?" Because, I mean, we went back and looked at winners from past years, and some of the winners, I don't even know who they are. And then other winners are like huge, Food Network stars now. Okay, you seem lost. Okay, I'm going to move on.
Oh no, I was just checking because you froze for a moment and I just wanted to make sure it was still working.
All right. Anyway, it was the two people that went home should have gone home. And it's funny because Sean's like, "Oh no. It's gonna be the power bottoms are gonna go home." And I go, "No, if you listen to what they're saying, the only team that says they're not working as a team is gonna go home."
Right.
That's, I mean, they're giving you clues here in while they make this show. And it was the team that went home. So I was happy. Let's see, did you watch Spring Baking this week?
No.
Okay.
But
Then
you can talk about that one because
well
I'll
they
still
did,
watch it.
the challenges were for May Day, so they had to do a maypole, and then they had to do pitafores. Did it just get suddenly, is there another eclipse or something? Because it got suddenly dark. Maybe it's a big cloud went over the head. But
Could
also,
be.
I had to check to make sure I still had power, even though I'm looking at my computer and I've got power. But I was like, "What happened? Did the light go out? What's going on here?"
Did
Okay.
I ever tell you the obnoxious person about the obnoxious person who corrected me with pitafores?
Was it me?
No, you usually do it on other things. No, I said I wanted to get pitafores for one of our events and when I explained to her what it was, she laughed at me and she said, "That's petit foie. And I was like, in America, we call it petit fours. Look, it's in the catalog, petit fours. It's petit foie. You're so funny. Could have hit her. I didn't. I wouldn't have, but I wanted to.
Who was that?
I'm not telling you on the show, but I'll tell you later.
Okay, I don't need to know.
Someone very obnoxious.
Okay, so finished up Alone season 10. Oh, by the way, the pedophores. One guy had a pedophore that was like, it was huge. They put it down in front of them and they're like going, that is the biggest pedophore I've ever seen.
That's
Because
like a pet of 10.
they're supposed to be like 1 inch by 1 inch by,
Right.
by 1 inch. So they're just, and this one was more like a hamburger bun.
I'd
It was scary.
have eaten it.
Let's see, Alone season 10, we finished it. It was weird because the last episode, the three people dropped, and I'm like, it hasn't even snowed yet. What's going on? I mean, it snowed and then it got, it melted, and we keep seeing these scenes of these people out in the snow. Is it all in this episode? What's going and it was. It snowed at the very beginning, and people dropped like flies. It was insane. They went like multiple days, and then it was over. And it's like, okay, that was odd.
Wow.
Let's see, we're still working on Three Body Problem. We haven't finished. I started Palm Royal over on Apple TV with Kristen Wiig, and it's so far it feels an awful lot like a feud with Truman Capote and the Swans. It's
Okay.
just it's not moving as fast as I want. But then at the end, everything they made us believe was wrong, and now I'm confused. So that was episode one, so I'm interested to see where this goes. I was bored. Oh wait, sorry, I was
There you go. Yeah.
and I watched Is It Cake, two episodes,
Oh, yeah. Okay.
and I'm glad they've toned down Mikey Day a tad from last season. You
Yeah.
know, he was like Sweeney Todd with that knife, running around stabbing. It was weird. Let's see. Okay. And then we watched the first episode of Fallout, which was
Good.
quite an episode.
Yes, it
That first
was.
episode is like you're watching it going, this is just one episode. This is just number one.
I
Oh.
felt the same way.
And for being a video game,
Yeah.
It moved really well, and the story was pretty easy to follow. I did like when the guy fucked the girl and then walked naked over and wiped his dick off on the
Yeah, that was, I guess, to show just how uncouth they were, but that was
And
funny. He
I
was
told him
nice.
right away. I go, these are not there. There's some right when they came in. I go, these people are not the people at the next.
Like,
Not at
there's
all.
something different about them. Yeah.
And then that poor woman that got a fork in her eye. I mean, Jesus, it was.
Oh, I know. That was.
Anyway, I was having a good time with the gore. You know how I like gore.
Yeah, well, you'll love the rest of this then. I mean,
Oh, have you
it's.
finished it?
I actually binged it all in one night.
Oh my, you're weird.
It was that good.
Okay. Yeah, I was watching the movies that made us this week again. I was watching The Making of Friday the 13th,
Oh.
and it's quite funny. First of all, most of the cast members say to the camera, well, I did the show because no one's going to see this movie. I just need a paycheck, including Betsy Palmer. She goes, I need a new car, so I'll do the movie because no one's going to see this fucking piece of shit. They said she did talk like a trucker, which was fun too. But they were talking about the difference because they were trying to make money. They were one of the first ones that tried to make money off of Halloween. So they go, well, to make ourselves different than Halloween, we need to add gore. And so That was pretty funny, and because they brought in the guy that did all the effects for Dawn of the Dead, which was disgusting but good. He was, I mean, it was really fun. And so they even said, and if you're watching when Bessie Palmer gets her head cut off, she was not in the outfit when she got her head cut off, obviously. And the hands, remember, because the hands do.
Oh, you froze. Oh, hope this doesn't cut off. I hope it's still recording you. Of course, you're.
Frozen? Can you hear
There
me?
you go. Yeah,
Okay.
sorry. Finally, your heart's open.
Okay. So anyway, when that scene where the hands are there and they cut off the head, and the guy that was talking goes, and you can see it's my hands because look how hairy the knuckles are. And I'm like, hilarious, hilarious. The whole thing was just funny. I mean, everything that they were doing, all the problems that they had, it was all pretty hilarious. So if you haven't seen that one would be a fun one to watch if you're a fan of the of Friday the 13th. But Fallout, I'm thinking, well, yeah, it's movies like Friday the 13th that gave us the exploding heads and stuff, and
Yeah.
the things that we can see in Fallout. Just fun stuff. Let's see, then I saw three movies. Yes, three movies. Wait, yes. One was called Bottoms. It's over on Prime, and it's about these two lesbian high schoolers, one played by the black girl who's in The Bear. She's one of the leads.
Oh.
She was really good. They're these two, as the principal puts it, ugly lesbians. No, ugly gays, and so they decide that they're going to start a club. It's like they're calling it kind of like a girls' fight club, but what it is basically, it's girls learning to protect themselves from guys and stuff like just a martial
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sounds
arts and that
familiar.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
And but the girls really are trying to do it to get the cheerleaders to fall in love with them. So, but it's actually a really cute, funny, short movie that I would suggest to people. Then I saw Wish, which was the new
Oh.
Disney that came out at Thanksgiving and tanked. And for reason,
Oh, no, really?
it was terrible. It was so boring. The lead character, the villain played by Chris Pine, they should have had somebody sing for him because his voice is not up to par with everybody else that's in the show. It was weird. I was confused on why they thought this was going to work. So you'll see it and you'll know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And then the other movie I saw was called Proximity, and it was about this alien abduction, basically. It wasn't too bad, but it was you could t they had a lot of outdoor shots because those are free.
Yeah.
And that's how it felt. It felt like a low budget sci-fi movie about aliens. And then Saturday night we went over to the Punchline. We didn't go there for the room, the main room, who I don't even know who's playing that night, but we went into, they've got a callback lounge, a callback bar is what they call it, but it's a like a they've got 40, 50 seats in there. And then they bring talent up onto a little stage in the corner and they do their comedy. So, and it was great. It was really fun. There were two lesbian comics, there were three lesbians sitting next to us who refused to acknowledge that when she goes, "Hey, where's my gays?" And Sean are like, "Oh," and we're like, "Look at, come on, Dykes, hold up your hands. Support the person on, you're probably here to see her anyway. Why aren't you?" I couldn't figure it out.
Wow.
It was so weird. The other thing is, if no one sits in the front row, the second row becomes the front row. I've learned that. I kept getting asked questions, or they were
Oh,
talking to me,
no.
and I was, oh God, I am not in the mood for this. But still, it was a fun time. And the headliner was DJ Sando, who we've seen a couple times as warm up people for the main stage. Because they usually have a host and then one person, and he's done the second part twice inside, but we'd never seen him do like a whole act. Well, it wasn't really a whole act, but anyway, I really like him. He's this tall, and I don't know what his nationality is, but he looks like a terrorist, what you'd expect a terrorist. He's got a huge beard. He's got hair that he's got piled up on his head. Well, he says when people walk on, when I walk on the plane, everybody's shoulders get a little stiffer. Like, oh no, oh my God. And then he said, but the good thing is once I get established and I'm sitting down and then everyone calms down. And then when the baby comes on, nobody cares about me anymore. But he always makes me laugh, and so I knew he was going to be playing, and that's kind of the reason we went. But when we were in New York at the Comedy Cellar, it was this tiny little room as well. It was actually it's half the size of the room that the Callback Lounge was in. Yeah, it was crazy just how tiny, and that's the one that Mateo Lane's always playing at
Yeah,
when
and
he.
it's funny, after you said that, I watched a couple comics work there, and I was like, oh, that's why they're
That's
always like right back up against, well, okay, that makes sense. So
and
I'm
that's why
glad
it's
you
always
mentioned
so
that.
intimate too. It seems like it seems like there's a lot of people there, but there really isn't. So that anyway, and that's that. I think that's it for me this week. Did I miss anything? Nope. Okay. What did we watch together?
Well, you kind of talked about them, starting with Top Chef. I love that she, the Asian lesbian, I have loved her, and now she's the new host, and I think she's perfect. I mean, yes, I do miss Padma a little bit, but she is great. I think she's great. And the more that she does the show and loosens up a little bit, I think she's going to be absolutely perfect. So glad she's there. I see what you mean with Manny. Yes, quite yummy. And actually, I like quite a bit of the guys
Oh
on
yeah, no, it's not a bad season for
selection. Yeah, but so yeah, I'm enjoying the show. And actually, after we finish, I get to watch episode 4, so I'll catch up on the Power Bottoms. So, but yeah, that would definitely go quite viral. I'm really enjoying the cast, and so far, every decision that they've made, of course, I've only seen 3 episodes, I've agreed with. I
Now
think they're right on.
you don't watch the
No.
thing
No.
the cult
Last Chance Kitchen. No, I
last
haven't watched that yet.
yeah well it's interesting because they contestant number 16 started off we never
Okay.
yeah so when on the first episode when the guy comes in, the first guy that got sent home, he walks in and goes, "Who's this guy? Who are you?" And Tom goes, "Oh, this is contestant chef number 16. He's starting his way from the Last Chance Kitchen to get back
Wow.
into." So that was kind of interesting. But it's funny when the they walk in and go, "Who the fuck is this?" Okay, and but the spring baking thing, you're gonna love the what
Definitely. I'll try to catch up on that tonight.
you'll also like the maypole thing because the maypole that they have to do is they have a circle of flowers and it has to and then a pole in the middle, right? So but and I know how much you like big flowers on cakes. So you're gonna go, I mean it looks you just want to go in there and just take off flowers and shove them in your mouth. The big buttercream flowers. It's really nice.
Now I want a cake. And then Three Body Problem, where are you at yet now?
I think we finished episode 5, so
Okay.
I've got 3 more to go.
Yeah.
And yeah, so.
Have you gotten to the ship yet?
the ship. Oh, the one that crushes when they
Yeah, we'll call it that. No, yeah. No spoilers,
whatever.
but
Yeah,
yeah.
whatever that was quite something.
Yes, that was actually quite horrific. I'm like, they're not really doing this, are they? There's going to be some intervention, isn't there? Oh my God. That was what, to me, that series will be remembered for, is that scene.
Well, it reminded me a lot of that Death Ship. Remember that Death Ship where the a wire it was taunt wire was set up that where it and then it sprung and cut everybody in half.
Kinda.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was I remember because I for some reason I went to see the movie. It wasn't when I wasn't screening it, but I went to see the movie because I think I was getting my car worked on or
Yeah.
something, and it was over at Arden Fair, and I thought, well, let me watch this. I was sitting there in horror when that happened. It was just like, holy fuck, I did not see that coming.
No, and this I didn't really, I was like, no, they're not really gonna end but wow, special effects these days. So anyway, I still think that was just a really good series, and I was really happy that our friend Mr. Sater, Mr. Scott the Sater, recommended Fallout, because I didn't hear know it was out. I didn't hear anything about it, and I just went over and turned it on and binged the whole thing in one night. It was that good. So, and yeah, that's Fallout is I definitely recommend that, although I will say that there is, I'm not saying that the gore that's in it isn't necessarily, it goes with the story. So it wasn't like so gratuitous that it was like, but there were at
It
least every
was gratuitous.
episode there was something going on.
Was gratuitous.
Wait till you get to the foot. So I'm just gonna put it that way. Anyway, this week I have been
You're not talking when the person puts their foot in the shoe, are you?
oh
With
no,
blade?
there was that one, but no.
That was, I'll tell you, that has always been a fear of mine.
I felt it. I felt like
I
this
can feel
weird
it right
feeling
back
through
here in
my
my
body when
jaw.
I saw that. That was awful.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
But yeah,
So,
no, there's another one.
okay, great.
All right. So this week, Nephi and I have been auditioning narrators for Last Romance, and I was like, I actually really surprised at the amount of people that have been auditioning for the narrator for the audiobook. And there was one person that submitted, it had to have been an AI. Like, they were pronouncing things the same way that, like, if you have the one that starts with an A. When if you have them read something from your Kindle, they'll pronounce certain words certain ways, and this was doing the exact same thing, and it was so one note. It had like no emotion, no crescendos, nothing. And I was like, really, bitch, come on. If I wanted to do that, I could do it myself and just cop the
Well,
line.
we on our my scaries, there's one particular that's terrible. It's the Haunter. It's an AI driven narrator, right? And he says things like, and they were in Acapulco, and I'm like that it's so distracting that it takes from whatever you're doing. The AI is so terrible. So
Yeah.
terrible.
Yeah, this one, there's a character called Allie, and it pronounces it ally. And then there is, whenever it says homophobic or homophobe, it says homophobe. And I'm like, okay, yeah. So.
And I actually every time I watch one of their episodes and it mispronounces I scan it's scandalous what I write and in their comments and then I always dislike them and finally I said here's an idea change the don't if you can't change the voice give him an accent make him like German are French, so he mispronounces a word. It's just because he's having trouble with the language.
Right. That's kind of good, actually.
I mean, that's how I would solve that problem. Or just hire somebody to do it.
Well, yeah, exactly. So I actually, and that one went out. I've found two that are possibles, and so hopefully we'll have that audiobook out, but it's going to take a while, so I wouldn't imagine it'll be out before the end of the year because it's a big book. And then let's see, Nephi's partner who passed away in 2019, Mark, his really 2019, my gosh, time is just going crazy. Anyway, he had a book, a poetry book that was published in 2007 called Bipolar Blues. And it's a really awesome book. And I have been helping to get the ebook and the reprint of the paperback out and up on Amazon. And so I've been working on that a lot this weekend. And surprisingly, the paperback has gave me more issues than the ebook did, which is always a surprise to me. But anyway, the ebook at least is up, and it is just look up Bipolar Blues by Mark Raymond Atterbury, and I would encourage everyone to go check it out. It's I think listed for $1.99, and it is an amazing book. And and I know Nephi would really appreciate the love that he's put a lot into this to get this out there in honor of his partner. Anyway, as far as TV, we talked about Fallout, we talked about the other stuff, and I watched a couple episodes of Charmed, the original, of course. And I kind of thought, well, maybe, I'll binge a couple episodes while I'm not doing anything. And again, even though I yell at the screen because of the inconsistencies, that happened. It was the 90s. Anyway, actually, it was 88, I think. I just really enjoy the show. Speaking of, I'm going back and I said that I was going back and watching Star Trek Discovery again because season five is coming out. Actually, season five has already started. They've released some episodes. And by the time it finishes, I will have finished binging. I'm on season three, and then there's season four to go. And then I will be all caught up so that I can watch the new season and remember everything that went on. So, because, the 30-second last time on blah blah blah. Doesn't always catch you up on a full season. And that's it. I have not. Did you know? Okay, so I haven't gone back and watched any more Tracker yet. I will at some point, but Tracker is like one of the top shows on network TV now. I don't
Oh,
know. It
I know
has to be. What?
they already renewed it.
Yeah. I mean, it has to be because he's hot, because, or it got, or they saw more episodes where, because it actually is getting better. But those first couple episodes were kind of a mess. So, anyway, that's kind of been my week. It's mostly been just working on projects and watching some old TV shows. So. It's time for Am I the Asshole?
Well, you know, you are. We've already discussed this.
Well, yes, you've been telling me that for years. It's delightful.
Is this about you again?
I certainly hope not.
Okay.
Okay, so this was pulled from the Reddit forum.
Sure.
I am in my 50s, and my name is Tom. No, my name is 50. I am in my 50s, and I am sick of getting technology for gifts. My kids are all into tech and they always buy the newest stuff. And for years, I have been trying to tell them and get it through their heads, I don't want it. I will upgrade when I need, but I'm so sick of relearning technology. I work on a computer for work 8 hours a day, and when I get home, I don't want to mess around with tech to make it work. Sometimes I don't want to be staring at a screen in my downtime. My biggest pet peeve is them getting me something and then getting annoyed if I ask for help setting it up. I used to have a Bunny TV and I don't use cable or streaming platforms. The TV worked fine and I was thinking of getting a Roku. They knew I wanted a Roku. They got me the world's most frustrating smart TV. Half the time it won't connect to the free TV networks. I hate that TV and it is in my basement. It's a Samsung smart TV and I've made it clear I don't want tech. Christmas, they got me new Bluetooth headphones. I couldn't get them up to pair, and it took my daughter-in-law an hour to make it work. Whole time, everyone is pissed I asked for help. So I really dislike getting tech. I asked for my birthday if they wanted to get me something, get me a book off a list or gift card. I got a tablet, and it told me. And they told me I can download books. I don't want to read books on a damn screen. This was my breaking point. I gave it back and told them I don't want it. This started an argument with them. By the time I was asking why they can't fucking listen to me and I'm done with this, my son called me a jerk for being ungrateful. Also, I don't care how much cheaper ebooks are. I don't enjoy reading from a screen. I just don't. Am I the asshole?
She's definitely grumpy.
Is it a she, though?
Well, everybody's a she.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that's the thing is when I started reading it, I thought she too, but by the end of it, when he was started, the person was starting to cuss and scream, I'm like, I don't know, maybe this is a guy,
Oh
but
no, I thought it was a guy for the whole time.
oh.
Older man doesn't like doesn't know tech, and so doesn't want to learn it either.
Okay, but he's in his 50s. We fucking grew up with this shit. Well, I mean, not with the modern shit, but enough tech that.
I know, but every time something new comes out, it's a hassle. And I understand what he's saying,
Yeah.
but calm down. They're buying you tablets. Well, the problem here is they're probably buying you that garbage Samsung and those kind of garbage tablets. If
Yeah.
he had, first of all, if he had if those
iPad.
headphones Headphones were something from Apple, or because I've got the it's an Apple one, but there's something they called something else. I can't remember what it is. Something with a B. They pair up. I mean, I put them on, and the TV, the tablet, and my phone go. Which one of us are you going to listen to when I, so it, that I have no problem using that. And then I've got an Apple iPad, an Apple phone, everything matches. I love it. And if you get the garbage stuff, sure, that's probably the thing. He probably needs just to get better technology to enjoy it more. That's what his problem is. He probably has garbage stuff.
Well, I think you mean Android, but yeah.
Android, yeah. Well, that's from Samsung, isn't it? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
Because
I
I
am.
have Samsung TV, but I've got it. It's got an Apple TV, is my gateway there. So, oh, speaking of gateway, I've got
New
the
computer.
gateway. I think it's called Gateway Players or something. Anyway, it's a group of comics that are traveling the West Coast, and they just happen to be here on 420. And what happens is the comics come out and do their first set, and then at intermission they go backstage and they get super high, and then they come out and perform their second set high. And I guess this has been going on for a few years, and they just happen to be coming through Sacramento, and they're a block from my house, so I don't even have to drive there. It's at the Colonial Theater. So we've got tickets already, and we're gonna just go over there and watch people be stupid. It'll be fun.
Okay. Well, that does sound actually kind of fun and
And
interesting.
they're called gateway, so I just thought, okay,
Because it's a gateway drug, right?
yes, of course.
Right. Well, that's very cool.
What do you think? Is he an asshole?
I think he's an asshole in the way that he blew up, but I don't think he's an asshole. If he doesn't want something and he or she, whoever, has gone to the point of saying, look, this doesn't work for me. I don't, please just get me a book or something off a list or a gift card or something. If he's gone, he, she has gone to the point where they have said it that damn much, then I think the kids are the assholes that they keep pushing it. Just save your money for something else. Buy him a Louis L'Amour, some or give him a gift card. It's not that hard. If somebody really has made a point of saying,
I
thank you,
agree.
please
I
stop,
agree. Yeah, I mean, stop spending your money on this ungrateful butthole. So, you know.
Well, and yeah, and or either that or, well, that's advice. I mean, he's asking, am I the asshole? But my other advice would be just take it, say thank you, and then sell it.
Yeah.
So, all right. Moving on from there, Timothy asks, hey, Chubbs, you ever know someone with bad everyday makeup? Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I mean, no one currently.
Well, how about some people with bad everyday hair? But yeah, oh yeah, especially in the theater world.
It's funny. Yesterday we were at In-N-Out, and then we went over to Arden to Penny's over at Arden afterwards. And what was interesting was we were at In-N-Out and. I said to Sean, I said, is the circus letting out? Because there were all these weird ass people with, I mean, there's one guy that had so many piercings. I was surprised he didn't have his own, a camera on him because he's obviously got a YouTube channel, with lime green hair and a long, it was horrible. And he had a friend that was with him. And then this other guy shows up and he's wearing very short shorts and shouldn't have been. But I mean, the whole outfit was odd and horrible, and he had weird hair too. So yeah, I mean, since I don't work in an office, and I don't see, I mean, people at the gym don't usually wear a lot of makeup, so that's my whole day. Yeah, so I don't
Interesting.
really see, but I mean, I've known people in the past where they either wore too much makeup or they needed to learn how to apply makeup.
Right.
Yeah. Because
I
I remember this one girl I worked with, she always, every day she had on a heavy, what do you, a base? Is that
Yeah, foundation.
foundation? But it was like, it's like, oh my God, that's an awful lot of foundation on you. Isn't that bad for your skin? I mean, you don't say that, but that's what you're thinking.
Right.
And
Yeah.
then in one girl I knew, she would only do it to her jawline, the makeup. And
Oh, yes, I've seen that.
she had a double chin. So the makeup comes here, and then here's this odd colored neckline. It was, yeah. I mean, I have seen it. Who do you know? Who? Tell me. Give me a
You know
name.
what? Currently, I guess really not too many. I do see some stuff on Facebook once in a while, but we used to have several of the actresses that we worked with who would come in with the weirdest. I'm like, really? Okay,
They're actors.
if you're gonna wear that much damn makeup, at least you could, I don't know, match your coloring or something. I mean, it was like Trumpish, where it's like this, the face is a bright bozo orange and the rest of it is like some pale ass. Anyway, but far be it from me to poo poo the poo. I don't want to, but there, my mom it was always very good, still is when she wears makeup now. But at making using stuff to make her look very natural, you know, that look like you have makeup on, but you don't look really like you have makeup on. So I guess I was always just spoiled by, you know, my mom actually wearing it well. So thank you, Timothy, for that question. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy asks, if you had a big estate and after your death, you could leave it to greatly benefit humanity with nothing going to your friends or family, would you do it?
Well, I wouldn't, because when I die, I have a husband that's going to say, "You're not giving my money away," you know. So, but I mean, if I didn't have anybody, any friends or family or friends to leave it to, I definitely would not just let it flounder. I would, I would make sure that the will had something set up to for that, but. Yeah, I don't really have the opportunity to do that with a husband.
That's true. That's why gotta marry him. Anyway, moving on. As for me, I would, because you know, the only person that I would leave something to really would be my mom, and she would be comfortable enough without it. So, if it would greatly benefit humanity, sure. The rest of my family can, you
And
know,
what's that mean?
go
Greatly
suck it.
benefit humanity.
I don't know, like, you know, cure a disease.
Well, I mean, if it was something of that sort, sure. But I mean, to me, what I would probably do is, I mean, if I was going to give it to something, it would probably be like a library, to keep a library open, to keep
Like
it
the
fun.
George Herbert Walker Bush Library.
I don't know where that is.
I think it's in Texas.
Oh, I think that probably has its own funding.
Yeah, from all the money that they stole. Wait, what? Who said that? No, anyway, they were a rich family to begin with. Moving along, I know everybody's like, how did you pull George Herbert Walker Bush out of your ass? I don't know. Honestly, I think, yeah. So, must have seen it on a podcast. Hey, what's it? Oh, thank you so much, Timothy, for your questions. We do have more questions coming from Timothy, and he's asking some really good ones. We're really thought-provoking. What's in your lunchbox? Well, let's find out, starting with Mark, who wrote in and said, "Hey guys, Mark here. Scott and I had for dinner the other night, I made these delicious burritos. I used ground turkey, little red potatoes, cheese, and lots of spices. They were very delicious, and they look it too. And that's interesting. I don't know if I've had burritos with turkey meat, but that's really,
Oh, the
and
ground
I
turkey.
just look at the sear on the ones in the pan, the finished product. I mean,
Yeah.
that's beautiful. I would love to be able to get that kind of sear. Mine are usually just like, you know, black and falling apart and
Well,
stuff.
yeah. You spray it with a little oil before you flip it.
It's a good idea. What else was I going to say about? And also we hope that that Scott is healing well. And I think that we might get together and do lunch soon too. All right. Next up, of course, we have Mr. Moose, who has sent in some beautiful photos, starting with some chipotle salad with chicken and guacamole. Wow. I love really good guac. I really do.
Yeah, they don't have it.
Well, Chipotle, but you know what? I have
Well,
had some really good Chipotle.
my problem is that everything is cilantro forward at Chipotle,
And
so
that has been my issue with them.
I can't eat because I would love to have that much guacamole on a salad, but it's covered. I mean,
Absolutely.
I can see the dark spots, and I know that's the cilantro.
It just cilantro does not taste good to me It is no.
Yeah.
And then ordered a Cuban sandwich today. Pork, roast pork, ham, pickles, Swiss cheese, mustard on a buttered grilled bun. So good. I looked
This runoff on the side is getting me excited.
I know. I was looking at the same thing. I'm like, damn, that is
And
yummy.
the bun, the sear on the bun, and well, look at the fries. There are those, oh, yeah, it all looks good. Looks
Yeah.
good.
I love Swiss cheese. I really do. Roast beef and Swiss is my staple at Togo's.
Well, you know what I saw over because I don't know if every town has it, but larger cities tend to have a Costco business center, and that
Oh,
doesn't have alcohol, and it doesn't have a deli or a butcher shop. But what
yeah.
it does have is a giant refrigerator that they put all the refrigerated, like the meats, the cheeses, the fruits and vegetables. It's in this thing, and it's cold as fuck. So during the summertime, I'm going to be loving going over there and cooling down. But during the wintertime, it's cold as fuck. So, but they had all these packages of cheeses, and they had provolone and.
Oh, yeah. I usually don't get provolone because it's a little more expensive where I get it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, if I get cheese on a sandwich, I used to go for the provolone. Like at Togo's or Subway.
I usually get the Swiss and Togo's are so good. But lately they're doing it too. Their bread size has increased and the stuff that they're putting in the middle has not, but their prices are still going up. So
Way up.
yeah. Like I said, okay, so did I tell you on the last one that the last time I ordered from Togo's, it was a sandwich for mom and I. Two different ones, sandwiches, and one soda, and with delivery charges, it came to almost $50.
Don't count. What was it before the delivery charge?
Just under 30.
You paid $20 to get something delivered?
Pretty much, well, okay, that's delivery tax tip. Was $20? Yeah.
Okay.
So. All right. Next up, we have me, who this is several different things, including so this is a Taco Bell burrito, which actually was pretty good. I was surprised.
You've
And
already eaten on it.
well, I wanted to show the middle part, what was in it. And then there's the whole version, which I didn't have that beautiful sear on it like Mark did. And then I have a soft taco supreme. I think it was a supreme, which, by the way, is the burrito and the taco are now smaller than they used to be and a dollar more expensive. So, and then there's the packaging side by side, so you can see how much smaller it is. And then we went to Roscoe's after happy hour the other night, and I
Boo.
decided to
Boo.
not what?
Boo.
Oh, whatever. I decided not to order my regular barbecue hamburger because it's kind of gone downhill. So I ordered this beautiful sampler platter, which contained four chicken strips, five mozzarella sticks, a handful smattering of fries, and some onion rings, and two different dips, and a side of mayo. So it actually looks pretty good, but those onion rings, the onions were so fried in the middle of them that it was just the dough, and the dough was hard, and I actually like cut part of my gums on trying to chew them. And then the fries, womp womp, the mozzarella sticks were not melty, like, really good mozzarella sticks. And the chicken strips had some weird taste to them. They added some flavor to the batter that made it like extra sweet or something somehow. It was really weird. But the chicken strips were probably the best part of it still.
What was mayonnaise for?
$20. Oh, the mayo is I like to dip my fries in mayo.
Oh.
Yeah, I just not really that into ketchup. the way some are.
You
So,
got ranch. Why wouldn't you just use the ranch?
the ranch actually is, it's flavored weird. It's not like, it's like a runny ranch with some extra spice or something in it. So it's not true ranch. And that marinara was boring. Boring. Anyway, $20 for that. However, the person that runs Happy Hour, you know who I'm talking about, that owns that thing, they bought our dinner for us. So that was a big surprise and very, very sweet. So, all right. Golden Rule Services want you to know about an important tool in preventing you from contracting HIV. PrEP is a medication proven to be 99% effective in preventing HIV infection. And to learn more about PrEP, visit sacgrs.org. Find Tom's other podcast at swannerandjudd.com. Find my books at justkisstheguy.com. And find all of our links at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild. And if you really want to do us a huge favor and make us love you even more than we already do, you can give us a call at
408-69-CHUBS. I'm just too exhausted.
I know you've been to the gym 3 times today already, so
Not just once.
just once.
Just once.
And how did we spell gym while you were doing the gym?
JIM.
We're not going to talk about that. All right. So thank you all so much for tuning in. We hope we didn't bore you too much. And we look forward to talking to you next week. Bye.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.